Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. I testify that Allah alone, the originator of the heavens and the earth, and one qualified with all the superlative names and attributes, I testify that He is the only true God worthy of worship, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon him, is his true slave and messenger sent to all mankind as a mercy for everyone. We continue the book on the correct creed, and tonight inshallah this will be the sixth meeting, and it pertains to the believing in the revealed books. Yesterday we discussed the belief in the angels, and tonight inshallah we continue discussing the articles or the pillars of faith in Islam. And the pillars of faith are: number one, to believe in Allah, and this we have discussed; second, to believe in the angels; and thirdly, to believe in the revealed books. Allah the Most High sent a book with each messenger, as stated clearly in Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 57. قال الله تعالى لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. This would be 57:25, chapter 57:25. Indeed, we have sent our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scripture and the balance, that mankind may keep up justice. Also, it is stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 213. كان الناس أمة واحدة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب بالحق ليحكم بين الناس فيما اختلفوا فيه وما اختلف فيه إلا الذين أوتوه من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات. Mankind were one community, meaning on tawheed, on believing in Allah alone as the true God worthy of worship. And Allah sent prophets with glad tidings and warnings, and with them He sent the scriptures in truth to judge between people in matters wherein they differed. Then Allah continues in this verse, وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ فَهَدَى اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ بِإِذْنِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And only those to whom the scripture was given differed concerning it after clear proofs had come unto them through hatred one another. Then Allah by His leave guided those who believe to the truth of that wherein they differed, and Allah guides whom He wills to a straight path. So we believe in these books, and we know that they are from Allah, and this is in compliance with the saying of Allah in chapter 2 in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 136. قال الله تعالى قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. Say, O Muslims, we believe in Allah and that which has been sent down to us, and that which has been sent down to Ibrahim, to Abraham, and to Ishmael, to Isaac, Jacob, and Al-Asbat, the 12 sons of Jacob, and that which has been given to Musa, to Moses, and to Isa, to Jesus, and that which has been given to the prophets from their Lord, we make no distinction between any one of them, meaning we believe in all of them, and to him we have submitted in Islam. Similarly, it is also asserted in chapter 4, 136, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. All who you believe in Allah and His Messenger and the book, meaning the Quran, which he has sent down to his messenger, and the scripture which he sent down to those before him, and whoever disbelieves in Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers, and the last day, then indeed he has strayed far away. And we believe that these books, these scriptures, are from the words of Allah, not from the words of anyone else, and that Allah spoke them truly and really as He wished, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the way He chose. From these are the words heard from Him behind a veil, from behind a veil, without an in-between, as when Allah spoke to Musa, to Moses, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he spoke to him directly, without an in-between. قال الله تعالى, Allah said about this in chapter 7, verse 144, قال ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه. Okay, let's have 143. Also 144 is also correct, but let's have 143, please. That's the direct evidence. ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه. The same chapter. 7 143. And when Musa came at the time and place appointed by us, and his Lord spoke to him, and his Lord spoke to him. Also the other verse, Jazakumullah khair. And also the other verse, 7:144. قال يا موسى إني اصطفيتك على الناس برسالاتي وبكلامي. Allah said, O Musa, I have chosen you above men by my messages and by my speaking to you. So hold that which I have given you and be of the grateful. This is hearing from Allah from behind a veil without an in-between. Without an in-between. And from that also is that which Allah makes the angel messenger hear, and what commands him to convey to the human messenger. قال الله تعالى, in this respect Allah said in 42:51, وما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله إلا وحيا أو من وراء حجاب أو يرسل رسولا فيوحي بإذنه ما يشاء إنه علي حكيم. It is not given to anyone, to any human being, that Allah should speak to him unless it be by inspiration or from behind a veil, or that he sends a messenger to reveal what he wills by his leave. Verily Allah is most high, most wise. Similarly, our faith in these books comprises the belief in all the legislations they may contain, and that it was incumbent upon the nations upon which these revelations were sent to submit to these legislations and abide by them, and that these books testify in truth one for the other, and that the former books, the former scriptures, abrogated one another, as the abrogation of some of the legal laws in the Torah were abrogated by the Gospel. Allah said concerning Isa, Jesus peace be upon him, as in 3:50, وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَلِأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And I have come confirming that which was before me of the Torah, and to make lawful to you part of what was forbidden to you. So there was abrogation. And I have come to you with a proof from your Lord, so fear Allah and obey me. This was to the children of Israel. Similarly, the Quran, the final word and revelation of Allah, abrogated all the former books. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ma'idah in chapter 5:48, مصدقا لما بين يديه من الكتاب ومهيمنا عليه. And we have sent down to you, O Muhammad, the book, the Quran, in truth, confirming the scripture that came before it, and مهيمنا, trustworthy in highness, and a witness over it, over this old scriptures, so judge between them by what Allah has revealed. To each we have prescribed a law in a clear way. The belief in these books is of two types. To believe in them generally, in that which is generalized, and to believe in them in details, in that which is detailed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detailed some of the names of these books. Allah named the Torah, which He sent down upon Moses, alayhi salatu wassalam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And the Injil, the Gospel, which He sent upon Isa, upon Jesus, peace be upon him. And the Zabur, which He sent upon David. And the Quran, which He sent upon Muhammad, peace be upon him and upon all the messengers. Also Allah mentioned the Suhuf, the records of Ibrahim and Musa. We believe in these books according to this detail. Similarly, we believe that Allah mentioned many other books in general, but not naming anyone in detail. So we believe in all of them in accordance with His generality, as Allah asserted in Surah Ash-Shura 42:15, وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ. But say, I believe in whatsoever Allah has sent down of the book, all the holy books, the Quran and the books of the old, from the Torah, the Injil, and the pages and records of Ibrahim, and I am commanded to do justice among you, all the other books. And the Quran, the glorious Quran, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the final and last revelation. There is no book after it. And it abrogates all the previous books, and it is for both jinn and mankind. قال الله تعالى وما هو إلا ذكر للعالمين 68:52. وما هو, but it is nothing else than a reminder to all mankind, jinns and all that exists. It comprises, it is comprehensive concerning everything that people need regarding their religion and their livelihood. قال الله تعالى in chapter 5 verse 3 اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا فمن اضطر في مخمصة غير متجانف لإثم فإن الله غفور رحيم. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and I have chosen for you Islam as your religion. But as for him who is forced by severe hunger with no inclination to sin, then surely Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. And it is miraculous. No one can bring something like it. قال الله تعالى in this respect, chapter 17, verse 88, قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Say, if the mankind and the jinns were together to produce the like of this Qur'an, they could not produce the like thereof, even if they helped one another. And in Surah Fussilat 41-42, قال الله تعالى لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. Falsehood cannot come to it from before it or behind it. It is the Quran sent down by the All Wise, worthy of all praise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is preserved from addition as well as from omission. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hijr 15:9, إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. Verily it is we who have sent down the dhikr, the Quran, and surely we will guard it from corruption. So the belief in the books includes four matters. Number one, to believe that the descent of the books is truly from Allah and that he spoke them. Secondly, to believe in the books whose names we know, each according to its name. As to those books which we don't know their names, we believe in them on the whole. Thirdly, to attest to their authentic information, like the news told in the Quran or in the old scriptures, as long as they are not altered or changed. Fourth, acting upon its unabrogated statutes, accepting and submitting to them, whether we realize the wisdom behind them or we don't. All of the old scriptures are abrogated by the great Quran, and therefore the Quran is a judge over all the old scriptures, and accordingly it is forbidden to act upon any of the statutes of the old scriptures except what is authentic and acknowledged by the Quran, and it is accepted because the Quran declared it acceptable. The benefits in believing in the books include, number one, acknowledging Allah's concern for his creation, whereby he sent to every nation a book to guide through it. Secondly, to recognize the wisdom of Allah in his judicial laws, whereby he legislated for each nation what suits its conditions. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah chapter 5 verse 48, لِكُلٍ جَعَلْنَا شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. To each among you we have prescribed a law and a clear way. Each among you we have prescribed a law and a clear way. And thirdly, the third benefit, to be grateful for Allah's favor of sending down His books of revelation. To be grateful for Allah's favor of sending down His books of revelation. This concludes, in summary, the creed of the Muslims regarding the books of revelation. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll go over the fourth pillar of Iman, and that is the belief in the messengers. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.